Friday, 14th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading, Genesis 46, 1. So Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. Then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes. Then Jacob set out from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their cattle and their goods, which they had gained in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. He sent Judah before him to Joseph, to appear before him in Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen your face, and I know that you are still alive. Gospel, Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Theme: We must persevere to the end in order to be saved. People are afraid of suffering and like to see results immediately, while God wants people to suffer and to wait. Experience also teaches people that if they want to be successful, they must persevere to overcome all trials. If they don't, they shall leave their goal unfinished and never see their desired results. Today's readings teach us to be patient, to wait patiently until we have reached the desired result. In the first reading, Jacob and Joseph must endure many sufferings before they are united and live happily. In the gospel, Jesus warned his disciples before he sent them out to preach the good news, You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Analysis Reading 1. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again. Jacob was on his way to meet Joseph, his lost son. If we look back at the lives of Jacob and Joseph, we understand God's providence and the meaning of the sufferings which both of them went through. Jacob's life. Jacob fought with Esau in his mother's womb to be born first, but he was unsuccessful. In God's providence, Rebekah, his mother, had a clever plan to take Esau's firstborn right and blessing from Esau to give to Isaac. The two brothers fought constantly with each other from that time on. When Isaac sent Jacob to live with Laban, a fellow countryman, Jacob was used by Laban in his marriage and dividing of properties. Therefore, Jacob had to leave Laban and return to his fatherland. When returning home, Jacob again faced jealousy and division in his family. His sons hated Joseph, his younger son, and deceived him so that he believed Joseph had been devoured by a beast. When the severe famine happened, he sent his sons to Egypt to buy food for the family. He lost Simon, another son, in an Egyptian prison. When he sent them to Egypt a second time, he let Benjamin, his youngest son, go with his other sons, without knowing whether he would be back with them or not. In all circumstances, Jacob still believed in God's providence. God's hands were always with him, and he protected him and protected him all the days of his life. Today's passage reports a vision in which he met God at Beersheba. God said to him in a night vision, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes." Joseph's life. Like his father, Joseph also endured suffering from his childhood. He was hated by his brothers because of his father's love, and because he was able to interpret dreams and visions which God granted to him. He was sold by his brothers to Egyptian merchants for 20 pieces of silver, and these people sold him to an Egyptian officer. His life took another suffering when he was confined in prison because he refused to commit intercourse with the officer's wife. She was angry and falsely accused Joseph of forcing her, and her husband threw Joseph into prison. At last, due to his talent to interpret dreams and visions, he was brought to the royal palace to interpret King Pharaoh's dreams, and then he was assigned as the prime minister, the second man after the king. Like his father, Joseph always believed in God's providence and tried to live a righteous life. Though he was falsely accused by his brothers and the Egyptian officer's wife, he didn't hate them or try to get even with them. He was ready to forgive them and to bring benefits to his family. The encounter of the Father and the Son. The heaven has eyes. God always followed and blessed Jacob and Joseph, who always revered God and loved others. They were separated a long time and endured lots of misunderstandings, sorrows, sufferings, and shames. But at last, Joseph had a chance to see, but at last Jacob had a chance to see his beloved son, whom he thought was no longer living in this world. His son wasn't only doing well, but he was also the prime minister in the King Pharaoh's royal palace and had power to give material gains to the family. The encounter between the father and the son was reported as follows. He sent Judah before him to Joseph to appear before him in Goshen, and they came to the land of Goshen. Then Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, and Joseph. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive." Gospel. Whoever endures to the end will be saved. Suffering is always waiting for Christ's disciples. Jesus didn't hide anything from his disciples. He told them that they must face sufferings when he declared to them, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves." When sheep enter in the midst of wolves, they must face death. The only way the disciples could overcome this danger was to believe in God's wisdom and strength. The disciples faced many different kinds of people with ecclesiastical power. But beware of people, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. The church didn't always accept and protect the truth. With political power, you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. This was easy to understand because Christ's disciples lived and witnessed heavenly standards, which often oppose worldly standards. With familial power, brother will hand over brother to death and the father his child. Children will rise against parents and have them put to death. The truth always hurts. Those in the family don't always recognize, rightly evaluate, and accept the truth. Truth is always hurtful. There are those in the family who don't always recognize, rightly evaluate, and accept the truth. God always accompanies the disciples. When facing the devil's powers and worldly powers, the disciples need to have God's help. The disciples needed to have God's help. Some help many different methods to help the disciples are listed in today's passage. Various ways to help the disciples are listed in today's passage. He gave the disciples wisdom to answer. Jesus said to the disciples, "When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." So he gave the disciples the wisdom to answer questions that were asked of them. He He gave the disciples strength to overcome suffering. Jesus advised his apostles, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." Application in life. Suffering can't be lacked. We don't lack suffering in our life, but God uses sufferings as a means for us to show them to use them to show our faith in love. God uses sufferings as a means for us to show our faith and love for Him. If we are always faithful to God and live a good life in the midst of sufferings, we shall surely be protected and blessed by God. If we understand the meaning of suffering as such, we will not feel sorry for ourselves, nor blame God, nor hate those who have caused us to suffer, but we will know how to use sufferings to sanctify ourselves, to believe firmly in God, and to faithfully love and serve others.